know that water is harmful for you, then you are being told to do tayyamum. That there is aspect of prayer, it doesn't go. That prayer is part and parcel of the manifestation of faith within our hearts. If we want to portray that we believe in Allah, the first aspect of manifestation is the prayer. And this is why the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they were steadfast in prayer. And this is why you will find so many stories in relating to prayer. You know, one story in itself, no, my time is already up. Abdullah ibn Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, he relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are talking about he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not, you know, we are sinful people. So sometimes it might come to our mind, we need to pray. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know, لِيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. His past sins, his futures, everything is forgiven. Allah has blessed him. And he, here, at the last aspect of his in his life, when he was ill, when he went through illness, it relates that the salah had, we were waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for salah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was going forward. And what do we see behind? That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried by two people. And one hadith relates, Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala and carried him on one side, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala and carried him on the other side. To the extent that his feet was dragging, meaning he had no strength. So the feet was actually dragging. And he came all the way to the front to read the prayer. So prayer is never, no, it always stays with us. And this is why, and I finish off today and we'll carry on with this. Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he relates a few chapters. And these chapters are eye-opening. One of the chapters he relates, بَابُ الصَّلَاةِ فِي الثَّوْبِ الْوَاهِدِ مُلْتَحِفًا. That reading prayer with one sheet around you. Meaning, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'een, they did not have enough clothing to have, like, we have at least two pairs of clothes on. One shirt, one trouser, at least. Or something in that sense. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'een, especially at the beginning, they had to pray with one chadar, with one chadar, that would just about cover the whole body. They would struggle. But they would not leave the prayer. Hence, Imam rahimahullahu ta'ala reads a chapter on regarding this. And then he relates another chapter after this, that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala ajma'in, they prayed with clothes that sometimes did not even fit them. Was short, was coarse. You know, clothes out of wool. I mean coarse. When you wear them, it makes you scratch. Especially in the heat. But they prayed. And this is a lesson for us. The manifestation of our faith. Number one. You can, and the reality of it is, you can listen to all the lectures we want. But if we are not praying, we are not doing the first thing that we are being told. And that is to pray salah. Hence, we should try our utmost best. Number one is safeguard all the five prayers. Safeguard the five prayers. You know, in our life, ensure, even if you're working, how am I going to get my Zuhr prayer in? How am I going to get my Asr prayer in? If there's limited time, how am I just going to get my Fara'id in? At least safeguard the Fara'id that I need to get my Fara'id in. And it should be so, that how can I connect myself to the masjid so that I can pray with jama'ah? Because when they say Ameen, there's angels that say Ameen. You cannot get that anywhere. And because primarily the masjid is for the prayer, is for salah. So hence we should try at most best, number one, is to think and ask ourselves, what is it with this and our prayer? Where do we stand? Number two, how do we make our concentration, our connection with Allah stronger in our prayer? And number three, we have to ensure we safeguard our prayer. May Allah give us the ability to answer.